Well, we are in the home stretch here of our broadcast, JR Morning at the Parade Company, but this is just the beginning. This is like the ascension into...
What did you call it? The divisional round?
Yeah.
Right.
Hobnobble Gobble is, you know,
the
NFC Championship. I don't know. But
yeah.
We have one more segment here, and I'm bringing in Rob Frappier, Senior Director of Marketing Communications for Rocket Companies. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
What is the partnership with Rocket Companies and the Parade Company? How are you here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I work with the Rocket Community Fund, and we're responsible for making investments on behalf of Rocket Companies in the community, and certainly one of our favorite partnerships on behalf of Rocket Companies is with the Parade. And it's because it brings so much joy, I think, to the community, and it captures such a wonderful spirit of both community and you know, certainly this sense of wonder that I think you're starting to see, particularly, I don't know if you guys have been downtown yet and seen the new Hudson's building.
Oh, yeah.
And the wonderful visual displays, right? Like bringing that sense of magic to downtown Detroit is really an important part of, you know, creating that sense of community that we have that's driving so much progress forward.
And, you know, Rocket has this strong brand presence in the city as well. I mean, from sports to the arts to events like the parade.
Golf,
that's right. How do you decide which community partnerships best reflect Rocket's values and impact?
Yeah, certainly. I think on the Rocket Company side, right, we are focused on helping everyone home. And so when it comes to our philanthropic strategy, it is very much rooted in housing and housing stability and making sure that we're providing a safe and stable home for Detroit residents as much as possible. When we think about our broader sort of sponsorship and partnership portfolio, a lot of it is focused on how do we draw positive attention to Detroit and keep that momentum going and making sure that people understand the story that we're trying to tell here. And, you know, we've had some tremendous partnerships and across the commercial side of the business, on the community side of the business. I think that's one thing that makes Rocket really unique is we're all rowing in the same direction.
Sure.
Right? Like
right.
We really work collaboratively across the organization to try and find the best opportunities that make the best possible impact for our neighbors in the community.
Ben Maybach is the chair of the board at Barton Mallow, and he's also with us this morning. It's great to see you, Ben, too.
Hey, great to be seen at my age.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, look, Barton Mallow is another staple in this community, and you've been a longtime supporter of the Parade Company as well, and all the work that you do with Tony Michaels and company, and the float that you've got this year celebrates a big milestone for Barton Mallow, too.
Hey, well, being involved in the parade is a privilege, and what an asset to our community. And you mentioned Tony. Tony's leadership is over the top, but I call Tony the chief cheerleader of Southeastern Michigan. His energy, his enthusiasm, being an ambassador, how fortunate we are to have Tony.
It's contagious, isn't it?
Is.
It's like, what else can I? If that guy's doing everything, we got to do something too.
It's genuine.
Hey, absolutely.
So why is it important for Barton Mallow to be involved?
Well, our core purpose is building a people projects community. And I'm bouncing around a little bit, but being involved in the community, culture is a key asset in our firm. And so the community being, our employees being proud of what the company is doing, what they're doing, just makes life so much more fulfilling, and it's the right thing to do.
And, you know, Barton Mallow, you guys build, you know, some of the most transformational projects in the region. And when you look at Detroit today, and is it what construction or development milestones you step back and say, wow, you know, the city has really evolved and grown?
Well, to be part of something positive and moving ahead is, you can't overstate, to see the restored pride in Southeastern Michigan. But for our employees to walk by or to be involved, flying out of the airport we built, my son and grandkids being born at Beaumont we built, to be at LCA, to be at the department at the block. I mean, there are so many other pride and satisfactions we have, but the big picture to be part of the positive growth and movement.
Sure.
And see the energy in Southeastern Michigan.
Bringing it back to the parade and this wonderful parade that's about to happen in less than a month. Rob, there's a new float from you guys. Can you give us any hints?
Yeah, absolutely. So if those have seen Rocket's new commercial campaign, which was launched last year, it is very emotional in nature. It is about the incredible experience of owning a home, and this idea of own the dream is the new Rocket sort of tagline. And so we want to capture that sort of the majestic moment of owning your home, and what does that experience look like, and of course make it so that it's fun and that it's got things that kids like to see. And so I think that's really important. Another important aspect of the float and the story that we want to tell is partnership. And so Rocket had recently acquired Redfin and Mr. Cooper, and it's really expanding its focus beyond a mortgage company to a home ownership company, and helping ensure every aspect of the home ownership sort of dream, that experience, is seamless and smooth for people. And so hopefully that message is what gets communicated. The Parade Company team is amazing. The designs that they bring you, the creativity and the collaboration that they bring is always so much fun to be a part of. And it's really refreshing, I think, to take a step out of like your normal sort of corporate marketing world.
Do you come down here and figure out what the idea is with
them? So they do an incredible sketching process, okay, and then we do some reviews on that. One of the amazing things that I think about the Parade Company that a lot of people maybe don't know is you can volunteer here and you can work on the parades. And so it's fun for our team members to come and work on the float that will be representing our company in the parade. And then, of course, they get to march alongside the parade as
cool,
well.
So yeah,
there's lots of kind of multiple uses for sort of team member engagement as well.
Well, we appreciate both of your time. Rob, thank you for being here, and for you as well. We appreciate it.
And one last comment. Being at this breakfast is fun, but it's a reminder how much we need to find a new facility and walking through
yes,
here,
you
dodging
right,
raindrops. And our community's got to find a way to bring a new home for the print
with
company.
With all these minds
reality
in this room, you think it could get done.
It's got to get done.
Ben Maybach, thank you so much, and Rob for Pier.
Yeah. And being in this room, you're reminded about the community, the sense of community, and just the collaboration. Everybody wants the same outcome. Everybody wants to be the best city that we can possibly be, and that's what everybody's working
and
for.
All the volunteers to make this happen. I mean, you look at these floats and you see how intricate that the designs are and the paintings and the detail. It takes a lot of time and work, and these volunteers put in a lot of work, so kudos to them as well.
Yeah, certainly. All right, well, that's going to do it for us here at this wonderful event for the Parade Company. Thank you so much. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we will see you Monday. Kevin Dietz and All Talk coming your way next. See ya.